donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. We are going to hear a piece from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and she's going to be talking about, well, we have to keep warning people because these poisonous pokes are killing people, okay? And what's happening, we have to continue to put to be the watchman on the wall and let people know what's happening out there. And with that, if you could, give us the clip. Okay.
Wow. Hello, everybody. Hi. Good afternoon. This is great. So, have you had a good time? Yeah. Great. Learning a lot of good stuff?
Yeah.
Good. So the stuff I'm going to be talking about here for the next 30 minutes is a little bit different. And I just learned that there's no animation on my slides. So I'm going to be saying next a lot. So you're going to have to get used to it. So that's okay. So welcome, everybody. So we're going to talk about something a little bit different. This is a talk I've been giving for a while now, and it always comes out a little bit different each time I said it, because to me it's the most important thing. I mean, you can learn about what's in the shots, what the shots do to you, what the horrifying things are going to be happening to five-year-olds now. You know, I did a podcast with Dr. Russell Blaylock a couple weeks ago for the Tenpenny Files podcast, and we spent the first 15 minutes talking about the horrifying things these shots are going to be doing to developing brains. So it's a pretty terrifying thing that I think is happening, of what's happening with children. So first slide, please. Nope, that's in the middle of the slide deck. That's not it. That's in the middle of the slide deck. There we go. Go back. There we go. So, how much longer is everybody going to choose to participate in all of this nonsense, right? You know, the myth of the mask, if we would have stopped doing this like a long time ago, it would have stopped a long time ago. And how many people do you see still out walking their dog with a mask on? How many people about driving around in their car all by themselves with a mask and a shield on? You know, like seriously, you know. And we know unequivocally now that the only thing that the masks do and have ever done is make the person who's wearing them sick. But I'm going to give you a little clue right now for those of you that have to wear a mask for either because of your job, if you're in the airlines, or if you're flying on an airline. You know those blue surgical masks, those hospital blue surgical masks? They're washable. I found it out by accident because I whipped it off when I was getting out of the airport and I had it stuck in my pocket, and I just ran it through the washer thinking it was going to be like shredded up paper, like putting a piece of paper. They are washable. And not only are they washable, each time you wash them, they smell better. And the one that I use has probably been washed at least 9 times, and you can breathe through it. So not only are you saving on garbage, you know, and the actual pollution on the planet, each time that you wash them, and I actually told this to a friend of mine who said, yeah, I just get a brand new box because she works in an industry where she has to wear them all the time. She takes the entire box, opens the box, and dumps it into the washing machine. So you get all those loose fibers, all those chemicals, and all that stuff off of them. So the only time I wear a mask ever is when I have to on an airplane. And I'm not kidding. I think the one that I use has been washed at least 9 times. And it's really nice, and it smells good. So there you go. So when you got to get on an airplane, you got to go someplace where you're supposed to wear them, use a washable one and stop contaminating the planet. All this social distancing, this was pretty funny. I just did one of the interviews back there in the media room, and we had to stand real close together in front of the camera. And the guy who was interviewing me said, we are identifying as socially distant, which I thought was pretty kind of funny. So social distancing was a made-up thing that came from a high school science project. It's all nonsense. The fraud of testing. People have got to start saying to their bosses who are requiring them to get tested if they don't get a shot, that you need to start saying to them, torture is illegal in the United States of America. And you repeatedly testing me for being non-compliant and disobedient is torture. And I think that we're going to be writing that up, and we're going to sending it into the EEOC, and we're going to start accusing you and these policies of being torture. Call a spade a spade. And we know that this is murder by injection, right? Tom Rentz's article that 45,000 people died within 3 days. More than 50,000 seniors died within 14 days of shots. which caused the CDC to change the definition of death by injection, that if you die within 14 days of getting a shot, you are unvaccinated. So what did Mark Twain say many years ago? Numbers lie and liars, figures lie and liars use figures. So don't believe any of the stuff that comes out of the Center for Devastating Control. And these are the most recent numbers of the VAERS database as of October 29th. 19,500 dead, which is actually about 1%. So that means about 1.9 million people dead. And over 922,000 adverse events. Can you think of one single product in the history of the world that has killed that many people in less than a year and has had almost a million adverse events in less than a year? Remember, we've been talking about this so much, it seems like it's been going on forever. But the Moderna and the Pfizer shot just came out in December of last year. It's been barely 10 months. And the J&J shot came out in February of this year. It's been barely 8 months. And so everybody wants specific answers, specific solutions. What about this? What about that? How long does this last? How long do the antibodies last? How long does the transmission last? What should I do about blah, 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 blah? Nobody knows. We've done this less than a year. It is the most massive experiment on humankind ever perpetrated. And anybody who doesn't stand up against it is part of the problem. And after 2 years of watching this, if you don't get it by now, there's something wrong with you. And for people who say, this is the first time I've ever heard this. I had no idea. It's because you didn't bother to look. I mean, Clay Clark's been doing all of these things. I did over 500 interviews last year. The 5Ds, you know, all of us have been doing shots, talks. Larry Pilevsky, Carrie Made, Christian Northrup, Lee Merritt, and me. We call ourselves the 5Ds because we do things together sometimes. You know, and the disinformation dozen, well, we haven't been giving out disinformation, but we certainly have been giving out information. So if any of your friends, family members, coworkers, anybody sitting here says, gee, I had no idea, it's because you never bothered to look. So next slide, please. So this is what they're doing. It's a cleverly engineered coup to disrupt health and your God-given DNA and your God-given temple. Because these are a short list of things that we know of that are in the shots. Aborted fetal tissue, lipid nanotech and nanobots, hydrogel, spike proteins, graphene oxide, antibodies to the spike proteins that are causing all kinds of autoimmune diseases, multi-organ system failure, and this is supposed to be keeping you healthy. And you're supposed to give this as sacrificing your children to Balak, to Baal. Child sacrifice being resurged in these final days from the Babylonian mystery schools, from the Tower of Babel, and the descendants of Nimrod. And this is what is happening. And if you see anybody participating in this, you need to be challenging them of what they are doing to their spirituality and what they are sacrificing their children to. You know, I had a really good friend who said, you know, we've sacrificed over 60 million newborn, unborn babies in abortion. We have multiple states in this country who actually allow late-term abortion. Now we are doing very, 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 very late-term abortion by killing five-year-olds. This is what's going to be happening. And I said when I first heard about this that they passed this medication that could stop blood clots in children that have never been given to children before. Why? Because we never needed it before? Well, I knew as soon as they passed that, approved that medication 4 months ago, this whole shot thing was coming next. And when they actually approved it and started pushing it, and you saw all the parents celebrating and all over social media showing pictures of their children getting their shots and having their ice cream. And somebody sent me a picture, I think it was from TikTok, of a cutest little girl you ever wanted to see. And it said at the top, it had mom's name on it. And she said, she turned 4 yesterday. We lied on her birth certificate so she could get the shot. This is happening in America, people. And it's your job to stop everybody you know and wake them up and shove it in their face. And if they defund you off of social media, who cares? Now it's about trying to save unborn babies and pregnant women. It's about they now are actually starting a trial to give these shots to six-month-olds. This is child sacrifice. This is the resurgence of child sacrifice from the days of the Babylonian mystery schools. As it said in Genesis 6, and what Jesus himself said, that in those final days, it will be like as in the days of Noah. And what were they doing? Child sacrifice. And what else were they doing? They were giving and giving in marriage and not paying a bit of attention to things, and their thoughts were totally on evil. This is evil. Next slide, please. So this is the latest thing that I read about how this is damaging your God-given DNA. The spike protein does go into the DNA and the chromosomes, as I've been talking about for the last year and a half. It goes in and it causes a breakdown of your DNA, and then it stops your God-given repair mechanisms from coming in and doing the repair job. It's as though you were standing in your kitchen and your kitchen was on fire, and the fireman was standing at the door, knocking at the door, saying, "We're here to put out the fire." And you say, "No, thank you, go away." So now that you get these shots, you get your spike protein, your trillion spike proteins that go into your DNA and start to degrade your DNA, leading to cancer, your God-given repair mechanisms are prohibited from going in and repairing the damage. So increasing of breast cancer, colon cancer, all kinds of blood cancers in all age groups now, including children. Next slide, please. Next slide, please. So these are the 40 mechanisms of injury. If you really want to get the details of it, you know, I've written two ebooks on this, but you can divide it into four categories. So the first category is acute reactions: anaphylaxis, cardiac events, heart attacks, strokes, pulmonary embolism. Group one is that you get a shot and you die immediately or within a couple of days. So if you've got friends and family members that say, "Well, I got the shot and I'm fine," well, they didn't happen to fall into category one. They didn't die right away. They've got 10 years to look over their shoulders to see whether or not they're going to get sick or die. Category two is what happens with the spike protein, blood clots, all kinds of long list of cardiovascular injuries, lung damage, neurological problems, and now this whole thing that's going to be massively pushing forward cancer. The group three is what happens with the antibody. The antibody is made to the spike protein. The antibody can attack up to 28 different tissue types, leading to autoimmune disease over the next 3 to 10 years. And one of the researchers that I talked to said, "Yeah, we're in deep trouble, Sherry. Over the next 10 years, we're going to see autoimmune disease unlike anything that's ever happened in humanity." Category four is a whole bunch of things of how it suppresses and stops your immune system from working. Next slide, please. And those are the two books. If you want real more specific about it, you can go to drtenpenny.com under the store, and there's the 20 mechanisms of injury and 20 more mechanisms of injury that you can get for yourself. Next slide, please. So I'm going to really close because we only have a few minutes here, but I do a very long, about an hour talk on the case against monoclonal antibodies. Monoclonal antibodies are the antibodies, these are specifically made in a laboratory, but they're the antibody that's supposed to neutralize the spike protein. People get the monoclonal antibodies, the doctors give them because they make a lot of money. The second reason that they give them is because they get better faster. So instead of having to have the flu for 2 weeks, it might shorten up the course of your illness. But the problem is it's another experimental drug. It's as experimental as the shots. It's experimental as remdesivir that we now know kills kidneys. It's as experimental as any of the other drugs that they're trying to bring to market. We don't know how long the antibodies last. We don't know what kind of damage they cause while they are around. We do know that it can cross-react with multiple different tissue types. Next slide, please. This is, if somebody wants to take that, that's the one study. 28 out of 55 different tissue types were attacked by the antibodies. Next slide. They also have a high affinity, so if you get monoclonal antibodies, you may get better from your flu-like symptoms in a quick, short period of time, but you may end up with celiac disease, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, multiple sclerosis, or any of another long list of types of conditions. Next slide, please. And when you inject these, we have no idea. These were two different studies that said, like injecting the messenger RNA where you get spike proteins, injecting antibodies can lead to long-term rampant illness. It's a short-term fix to potentially a very long-term problem. Next slide, please. And what is the ultimately, what is this doing? It is the destruction of your temple. Next slide, please. Because 1 Corinthians 6 says this, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, and that if you're a Christian, it's not even your own property, because you were bought for a price with the precious blood of Jesus, and therefore you need to glorify and honor it and not bow your knee to the pharmaceutical industry and be injected with a product that's probably going to injure you or kill you. We are trusting a product made by the same people who have been charged billions of dollars. They've been convicted felons and been charged billions of dollars in fines for creating products that killed people. Why would anybody think this one is any different? Or all of a sudden they're altruistic and this is the one that you need to take. We don't. This is the ultimate defilement of the Holy Temple is by injecting this genetic modifying technology that permanently goes in and changes your DNA, your God-given fingerprint that came to you when you were born. Because your mommy's egg and your daddy's sperm, when that came together in the moment of your conception, there's not another human being now or ever before on the face of the planet that had your fingerprint from God. Next slide, please. Because we've been told that the coming of the lawless one will be accompanied by the power of Satan. We are fighting powers and principalities and these lying wonders of every type of evil to deceive everyone. For this reason, God will send a powerful delusion, so powerful they will believe the lie. And the entire world rolled over and fell down as soon as they started to use their fear-based weapon and never stood back up. You know, Dr. Michael Lake, who's a really good friend of mine, I did a podcast interview with him about a week or so ago. He said, you know, I really thought that they thought this was another trial run, like they did with SARS and MERS and bird flu and H1N1. But this time, everybody rolled over and stopped and never got back up. And to this minute, they still haven't revolted, especially in America. And what's happened? We're getting the government we deserve. We're getting actually the treatment we deserve because we've allowed them to get away with it. And it's got to stop. Next slide, please. So what do you need to do? You need to know that you can't offer yourself up as an obedient slave. When you are slaves, these are the people you obey. So we need to live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but as a living servant of God. Be bold, stand up, say no. Next slide, please. So stop looking for a physical solution to a spiritual problem. I mean, I've been here, you know, most of the day, and everybody's like, well, what if I've got buyer's remorse? What do I do to get this shot out of my body? You don't. And what I've been saying ever since I've been doing vaccine education now for 21 years, once you vaccinate, you can't unvaccinate. Whether it's a flu shot, an MMR, a DPT, a hepatitis A, hepatitis B, once you vaccinate, you can't unvaccinate. And with this one, it's even more to the truth because it permanently disrupts your genetics and your DNA. And now we know at least 40 different reasons why. So stop looking for the perfect little detox. Which tea, which supplement, yes, you can do any kind of detox to make your overall better. And that's a perfect thing that you can do. Everybody should try to do things to make their body a little bit better. That's not going to take this out of your body. It's not. So if you've not taken the shot, you need to protect it at all costs. And people say, well, what about the mandates? There are no mandates. They're a lie. You say, well, my boss is making me do it. Well, you need to stand up to your boss and tell him to sit down. Because there is no mandate. You're going to end up, now just today or yesterday, the OSHA rule was just overturned. And thrown out by the 5th District Court of Appeals. Bosses have nothing to stand on. Nothing. And I hope everybody who took the shot to keep their job sets up the biggest, largest class action lawsuits ever and go after his 501k. go after his money is the reason why he was getting paid off by somebody to tell you to take the shot. Next slide, please. Okay, if you took the shot, you need to look at it as that you made a really bad decision. For whatever reason, fear, it was a bad decision. So fearful that you bowed a knee to the pharmakia and to trusted a pharmaceutical product to somehow keep you from what? Getting sick? Dying? What? And instead of putting that fear into God's hands, instead of starting to look up every single verse in the Bible, and there's almost 300 of them, that says fear not, and reading those and standing on those every day, instead you blindly trusted human beings, a physician, somebody in a white coat, you trusted that person who knows nothing about this. You trusted your pastor, whose wife was a nurse, and she said it was okay to get it. Trusted your priest. Trusted your next-door neighbor's second cousin, third time removed. You trusted some human being instead of taking your worry, your concern, your fear to the foot of the cross and saying, Lord, take this demon out of me. Take away this fear. I'm putting my trust in you. Or you did it for some other reason. If it wasn't fear, it was for some convenience. I want to go to the mall. I want to get on a cruise ship. I want to go to the concert. I want to go to the market. I don't want to be the only person in my card club that isn't vaccinated because they won't let me play cards with them on Thursday night. Whatever, fill in the blank. You made a really bad decision. And you need to own it. And you need to take responsibility for it. Instead of blaming them. He made me do it. She made me do it. My husband talked me into it. My kids wouldn't let me see my grandkids unless, really? There's this thing called FaceTime. And if you allowed your 30-year-olds to talk to you like that to prevent you from seeing, you didn't do a very good job parenting. So recognize the fact that you made a really bad decision, a bad one. And it's, I think, because we all sin, we all fall short every single day. This was a bad decision, and it was like suddenly you decided to be a heroin addict or be participating in child pornography or human trafficking. It was a bad decision. You need to own it. You need to accept responsibility. You need to seek God's mercy. You need to repent. Next. Because if you stand on 1 John 1:9, we confess our sins. He is faithful righteousness. He forgives our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Which means it's between you and God of whether or not your genetics get healed.
Alrighty, we are back. Now, when it comes to detoxing, there are others that I know very well, doctors and that to think otherwise. They believe that you can not, like what she just said there. You can detox to a degree. You can detox, and that's a good thing to do. But and that's what they all say, that you don't know if they can be completely detoxed, but you can definitely lessen the damage. Okay, of that. So I don't know. We don't know, because just like. These are experimental, and what they actually are, according to the people that invented them, they're bioweapons. Okay, so these are bioweapons. And right now people are just going through the process of detoxing. They're trying to detox, and so we're learning right now, right? So I know that some people out there are saying that they have pretty good at this point. Pretty good success at that. So we'll see what happens.
But everybody's genetically different anyway. So, it's like, so just because it worked for you doesn't mean it's going to work for me. And that's just in the normal scheme of things.
Oh, absolutely.
You get people to swear by echinacea and other people tell you that it doesn't work. And that's because even she mentioned that genetically we are all different, that no two people are alike. So you can't, wholesale across the board say that if you do this, it's that. And that's why I think there's so many because probably they got positive results, maybe with certain people, individuals with the detox, and other people did and it didn't work. But that happens like with aspirin and anything else.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just, you know, she's got a good point, and that is, you know, I mean, how in the world could people possibly trust a government, okay, that has promoted the killing? And believe me, it's way over 60 million, over 100 million unborn babies. How in the world, this is what I don't understand, you know, there are people out there that they've heard that and they believe it. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, three times, four times, five times. Okay, and that's what's happening. People really need to wake up, huh?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay, you have an article there.
Yeah, I do. 80 House Republicans vote with Democrats to pass a bill funding federal vaccine database. The bill, known as H.R. 550, will grant the federal government, and keep in mind, folks, this has passed, will grant the federal government the authority to appropriate $400 million in taxpayer dollars to fund, quote, immunization system data modernization and expansion. And the immunization system is defined as, quote, a confidential population-based computerized database that records immunization doses administered by any health care provider to persons within geographic area covered by that database, unquote. And it also states that the bill will expand capabilities of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and public health departments in sharing health data with the federal government. So already you know that it's not going to be confidential. Now, Representative Ann Custer, the main sponsor of the bill, says that H.R. 550 will enable public and private health care providers to do the same as well. So there you go. Mary Miller, a Republican of Illinois, one of the 130 Republicans who voted against the bill, told Breitbart Wednesday that the legislation will enable the federal government to track and target unvaccinated Americans who will be, quote, forced to comply, unquote, with a global vaccination vision. These systems are designed to allow for the sharing of critical data and maintenance of records. Do we really trust the government with our medical records? The legislation will unnecessarily appropriate millions of taxpayer dollars intended to expand bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. A database solely created to record and collect confidential vaccination information of Americans explicitly encroaches upon individual fundamental rights to medical privacy. And this is Republican Byron Donald says that, the Republican from Florida. And he's absolutely right, because he voted no on the data.
Well, first of all, you know, folks, thank you, rhinos. The next time you see a rhino, just say thank you for selling us out again. Here's a group. These are 13 rhinos who handed over the voting cards to Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden's communist takeover of America via so-called infrastructure bill. These are 13 rhinos that betrayed the constituents, sure. Totally. Katko, Bacon, Van Drew, Young, Upton, Kissinger, Gonzalez. He's betrayed us in about everything. Okay. Reed, Smith, Gabarino, Malatakis, Fitzpatrick, and McKinley. Those 13 rhinos betrayed us again. And you know, it looks like we've got Mitch McConnell. You know, somehow we've got to. And I think what you're going to see in this next election, I noticed that there are a whole lot of special forces guys that are running for office. And that, you know, that'll be good. We've got to have a safari and get rid of the rhinos.
Yes.
Big
time. Yes, we do.
And go ahead, Lisa.
Okay, well, now Kamala Harris embraces Joe Biden as a, quote, man of deep faith and guided by the light after he defends abortion.
Well, this is what we were talking about. You know, they're hailing Biden as one of the most pro-death, you know, where it comes to. He wants it to where you can kill the babies long after they're born, too. He's 110%. This man is wicked to the bone. He is wicked and wicked to the bone. And again, every pastor that's worth his salt should stand up and preach out against its wickedness.
And every black person should, too. And I say that because here's a guy who trained under Robert Byrd, who and we all know came right out of the Klan and was very proud of that. And he trained under him, which means that he had to share the similar philosophy, because how can you be around somebody day and night like that and not be like them? You
That's
can't.
That's right.
Here's one. On the heels of Austria and Germany, check this out, locking down the unvaccinated, EU leader calls for throwing out Nuremberg Code in favor of forced vaccinations, of forced vaccinating all dissenters. Now, here's this woman, you know, like we're told you how the left embraces hypocrisy. To us, hypocrisy is repulsive. To them, hypocrisy is a good thing. She refuses, this is Ursula von der Leyen refuses to take the poke for herself, but she wants to do away with the Nuremberg Code and force others to die. This is what deathocrats, this is what liberals are. It's what they're all about, in favor of allowing countries to force vaccinate anyone who refuses to take
the poisonous poke. We have a copy of the Nuremberg disclaimer. We do. You know, and it's, you know, from the why you won't take it. And that the first thing is that you wouldn't take an experimental drug without your knowledge.
Right. And the law states they cannot force it on the military, but we have the DOD, Department of Dumb, the DOD, Department of Dumb out there, or Dirty, you know, want to force our soldiers to take this poison. And I'll bet many of those generals know for a fact they're not taking it. They're taking what they're going to get to. It's really corrupted.
Some sterile water or something.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, we've got our co-host here with us tonight. He's got to hang on, because first we got Monique in New Jersey. So, Monique, you're in the air.
Thank you so much for taking my call. God bless you for giving the truth. I'm very concerned that there's a lot of churches that are not speaking out against this. In fact, they're pushing it. They're probably getting paid for it, including the PCR tests, which don't work because the person who invented it stated it can't tell if you're sick. His name is Kerry Mullis, he won a Nobel Prize. I wanted to know, Pastor, your thought process about calling this injection a bioweapon. I myself have been saying it since June, since Peter McCullough spoke out, but people are always taken aback when you say it. I had to go to a doctor. He was taken aback, and they think you're crazy. So I want to know what your thought process was before you started to use this term, which is correct. Thank you.
Well, the thought process was this. We played the five top virologists in the world. We played clips, and guess what they're all telling you? It's a bioweapon, okay? The fellow that invented the mRNA came out, and he said they invented it for the military. It's a bioweapon. And he's the one, he said, don't take it. And we've played him clips on how many times, you know?
Boschi is his name. Geert von, I can't.
No,
I,
not, no, that's the virologist. The guy that invented,
Is that Robert Malone?
Malone. Yep, it. Absolutely. And, but every one of the virologists all have told you the same thing. This is a bio. It's toxic for human beings. You know. So even recently in United Kingdom, in Britain, their equivalent to our AMA has come out and said that these vaccines are toxic to humans. So there you go. This is why, you know, and don't believe for one minute, Monique, these phony polls are telling you about how many people are taking it. That is as phony as they are. And so people are resisting everywhere. I mean everywhere. And so.
Well, I'm really hoping. I do believe that. But at the same time, then I wonder, because people say, oh, well, such and such amount has taken it. And, you know, some jobs, they don't want to talk about anything about the situation that we're in at all. I was in a situation where I mentioned to someone when they were talking about the pandemic that it was planned, and it didn't end well for me. So you know, this was planned. There was a patent out on the vaccine for sure, the Moderna one. Dr. David E. Martin shows it, talks about it. It was for a reemergence or a deliberate release of SARS coronavirus. That was back in, I think it was May 2019, I think, or March, something like that. And, you know, it's not disputable at this point. There's so much evidence. I mean, I can't give you every step of the way that it was planned, but it definitely wasn't a fluke. And then you see these documents like the Rockefeller 2010 paper that talks about a pandemic, which leads to masks and temperature checks. And it.
Oh, yeah. Let me take you back farther than that. Back in the 80s, I was sitting in their meetings. I was sitting in their meetings, okay, when they didn't know who I was. And I was taking a lot of notes. And they were talking about ways of depopulating the planet. And I'm talking about the World Health Depopulation Group. And yeah, and I'm talking about the Planned Parenthood, the Sierra Club, the World Health Organization, the ACLU, all of these people. And they were bragging even back then. I think it was later on, I think it was around the 90s, where Bill Gates' papillomavirus vaccine was killing off young girls in Africa. And they were boasting how more girls, eight times as many girls died from the vaccine as died from the disease. And so here they've been doing this. This has been in the planning stages for a long, long time. We told you that when this whole thing started from the very first day, this is a scam. Don't buy into this, folks. We know it was coming. They were telling us it was coming. Now, listen to this. Mark of the Beast is here. Subcutaneous quantum dot vaccine passports from Bill Gates are ready to be injected into human subjects. Here, just as the Wuhan coronavirus was being unveiled to the world back in late 2019, a team of researchers in Massachusetts Institute of Technology conveniently rolled out a new injectable marking method to label, identify, and track people based on their vaccination status. Funded in large part by billionaire Bill and Melinda Gates, the transdermal patch technology contains special quantum dots that are inserted subcutaneously into the body. Though invisible to the naked eye, these patches are easily scanned with special equipment. Think of it like an invisible tattoo that a person might inject into, say, the right hand or the forehead. He's just using that as an example. When going to pay for groceries, for instance, these tattoos can be scanned and verified as part of the vaccine passport system that are being rolled out all around the world right now. When the quantum dots are illuminated by UV light, an electron in the quantum dot can be excited to a state of higher energy, are reported Free West Media. So there you go. This is the days we're living in.
Well, when I was in sixth grade, the man who was teaching the class talked about this, the mark of the beast, the 666, and said, don't take the chip in your forehead or your right hand or thumb. I can't remember that detail, but I do remember where I was sitting and that it was mentioned. And so when this came about, I'd say around May 2020, I thought, wow, this is what she was talking about. And I know that some people don't believe that it is the mark of the beast because it's not, we haven't gotten to the chip yet. But I believe cancer.
Well, there's a lot of types and shadows, and it is a type. You know, they've been showing us over and over. But I'm going to have to go on. We've been talking about this now for 49 years, going on 50 years. So I got to move on, but you have a blessed Christmas, Monique. Let me go to our co-host, none other than Cliff.
Yeah, guys. Tell Monique to look at tonight's Stu Peters Show podcast. Karen Kingston and Ariana Love have some new information on the contents. But I want to bring up four quick points of what I was thinking. Number one, the countries that are buying these kill shots, what they could do is first give them to some animals for a couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks, whatever animals you pick, and see what happens to the animals. There's your animal studies, and see if they're still even alive. You know,
they've done that on all the studies when they started out. You know, way before any people were taking these, we told you that what they were doing, and every single animal, every single one that they tested it on died, every one.
Well, redo it now. Redo those animal studies if you're another.
You can't. The animals are all dead.
Yeah, yeah. But okay. They said, oh, that was a long time ago. We fixed it. But I bet you if you gave these shots to animals first, they would. The same thing would happen.
Well, I think that's what they're doing in Australia on the Aborigines. They're trying to test them on, you know, they're forcing them there.
Then my second thing is, I think the media and the doctors in the FDA, CDC, already got paid off by Bill Gates and cashed the checks and spent the money, maybe did not know these shots were that bad, and now they can't backtrack because, or feel they can't backtrack because they already took the bribe, basically.
I hear you. Listen to this. Obey the Fauci. Cardiology researchers are burying their own research showing spike protein mRNA damage due to the fear of losing their grant money that's controlled by Fauci. There is a massive cover-up taking place with regard to the substantial spike in heart disease that is now occurring ever since Wuhan coronavirus vaccines were introduced under Operation Warp Speed. Dr. Asim Malhotra appeared on the GB News UK to discuss the findings of a new abstract published in the journal Circulation, which found that cardiovascular events are skyrocketing now that hundreds of millions of people have gotten the injection. So here, folks, that you got whistleblowers. That's not going to happen because the genie's out of the bottle, okay? And guess what? The whistleblowers are out there, and they're going to try to, you know, I don't know. They'll probably try to go into an all-out Nazi police state. But I got to move on, Cliff. Thanks.
One quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the last thing I would say is the black people. The Black Lives Matter was also part of this because they tried to say, oh, look, we care about black people. Black Lives Matter, you know, gain their trust to take the kill shot.
Keep in mind this, Cliff, that some of the least vaccinated people are black people, and most of the Black Lives Matter people are not black.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
They are not black.
They're spoiled, overprivileged little white people.
That's exactly right.
Got to move on, Cliff. Okay, let's go. Tell Pastor Hal to hang and go. Pastor Hal, you're in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, the Bible says, right?
Well, you're not ready yet. You just hang in there, unless because we got to go to Jack in San Diego real quick. Jack, you're in the air.
So I live near Los Angeles. There's 4 reported cases of the Omicron variant, and all 4 are fully vaccinated. And the virus is an intelligent organism. It mutates to find a host, and it's only mutating against vaccinated people. It's not going to mutate against somebody that's unvaccinated. So this should really be a war against the vaccinated, because all the variations are the virus trying to find a way around the vaccine. And if you remember, they were never able to find a vaccine for AIDS. So AIDS today is treated by a cocktail of drugs and therapeutics. And that, at the end of the day, may be how we end up treating COVID. But I just mainly wanted to say tonight that if you really think about it, it is the virus, the target for the virus is the vaccinated. They're trying to find a host, but they have to find a way around the vaccine. And that's where all these variations are coming from. It's a war against the vaccinated.
Right now, that 100% of those that have contracted that new variant, if you will, have been vaccinated. 100%. Right. Okay. There you go. So you hit the nail on the head. Thanks, Jack, and have a happy or Merry Christmas to you. Now we're going to go to Pastor Hal. How much time do we have over there? Okay. So, Pastor Hal, do you have, let's not take any more calls because we got to, okay. Do you have some commentary? No. We're kind of expecting you to really enlighten us, okay?
And, okay, you know, there is a kid's fairy tale where some wicked witch offered, I don't know if it's Cinderella or what, a poison apple. And the thing is that wicked witch represents the government we got now, this Democrat government with Fauci and all these people. They're trying to kill us. And you know how stupid it is for people to take the vaccines? It's like, you know, that the Cinderella taking the poison apple from the wicked witch. I mean, your enemy is giving you something to eat who's been trying to kill you over and over again. And you know, it's just incredible that people would be so blind as to take something into their blood veins that comes from China through these traitors that are running our government right now, that want to deplete our entire country. But anyway, things are going to get worse, but the good news is Jesus is coming soon. And the Bible says that, you know, when he died on that cross, he was paying the payment for every sin we've ever done. You know, God knew that we couldn't pay it ourselves without going to hell for all eternity. But that righteous payment had to be paid. So Jesus paid that payment willingly for us in our place. And the Bible says that, you know, God loves us, but he hates our sins. God wants us to come to heaven, but he says our sins can't come with us. And the only thing that can wash away our sins is the blood of Christ. And that takes place the very moment you go to Calvary and you pray, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. I here and now believe, I believe that you died on that cross and shed your blood to pay for my sins in full. And I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save my soul. And when you pray that and you mean it, the Bible says God gives you eternal life right then and there. He says in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Eternal life is a home in heaven forever. That's God's promise, and he cannot lie. You can't earn your salvation. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And I don't care if you're the best Catholic or best Protestant or if you walk on water, one sin to keep you out of heaven, and you sin every day of your life in thought, word, or deed. So you've got to come to God and ask Jesus to come into your heart when he takes his blood and he washes away all your sins. No matter how bad you've been, no matter how many sins you got, he can wipe the slate clean and give you eternal life and make you a new creature in Christ. So wherever you're at right now, if you want to go to heaven based on God's promise to you and based on what Jesus did for you, you pray that prayer right now. It's called a sinner's prayer. It doesn't have to be any exact words, but it's where you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you. And I pray that right now you can, if we got a minute or two, say, dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. And I believe that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to pay the payment for my sins. And Lord Jesus, I here and now ask you to come into my heart and give me that payment and save my soul from hell. And I give you the thanks and praise for it forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So what makes you believe all of that?
Because the word of God is true and it's unbreakable, and because it's based on the very integrity of God himself. Because when God makes you a promise, he has to keep it or he wouldn't be God.
Okay, so in the last 6,000 years of prophecies, how many of them has he kept?
He's kept all of them.
Okay, so then the Bible's got a perfect, accurate record. Am I right?
Amen.
Okay. A lot of these historians know that, but they're afraid, many of them, now the theologians, real ones, aren't. I mean, we're out there talking about it all the time. But they're afraid to come out and say, you know, this is something mathematically, this is unbelievable. This is a miracle. And it's, I mean, it's, you cannot, of all the prophecies in the Bible over 1800, with all of our technology, a man can't even make two or three of them come to pass. Okay, even with a foreknowledge, right? But
right.
But God's got 100% record right now. So all of these people out there today that know this, but they're afraid to come out and say it, is because they're afraid of being criticized by a world that's on their way to hell, huh?
Yeah, that's true.
How smart is that?
Not very smart. You know, it's better to please God than man.
Okay,
you
know, so now...
man will let you down every time, but God will never let you down.
Okay, so he won't. And you're absolutely right. God is, that's the one thing, there's only one thing in this whole world that we can completely depend upon, and that's the Word of God. It can never be broken. It can't be broken. Now, here's the other thing. You know, when we're talking about, I know what Sherry said and others about these people that took the vax, how stupid can you get? Now, the problem of it is this. You know, it doesn't do any good to tell people, boy, you were stupid to do that, because everybody makes mistakes. And so I have people calling me every day saying, I took it. What am I going to do? What do I do now? Am I to say, here's how I'm going to help you. I'm going to tell you you're stupid. I'm not going to do that. First of all, look, let's think about it this way. Whose call is it? Whose call is it that every single person in this country, the exact time that they're going to die, has already been predetermined, right? And the way that they're going to die has been predetermined. So whose call is that? Is it their call? Or...
no.
Whose call is it?
It's God's.
You got to say it loud.
It's God's. It's God's.
God's.
Okay. Nobody wakes up and says, I'm going to die this morning. Nobody does that.
Okay. So anyhow, well, they did that up on death row. I sat there with many of them for 45
okay.
years.
Yeah.
But here, first of all, folks, and I had one guy tell me, at least I know what I'm going to die of. You know, that's not a lot. But here, you know, first of all, give it to the Lord. Whatever man can do, he can undo, right? God is completely, totally capable of totally reversing the effects of that poisonous pet. He's the only one. And that's exactly where you got to go. You got to go to him. And because, and again, there's no sense in, you know, continuing punishing yourself for making a mistake. We all make mistakes, don't we?
Right.
And so,
you know, there was a college mathematician by the name of Dr. Stoner that took 48 prophecies that Jesus fulfilled, and he said for those 48 prophecies to have been fulfilled, the odds against that was 1 over 10 with 157 zeros following. And he said that's absolutely impossible. It's off the charts. But Jesus did it, and that's a known fact. 1 over 10 with 157 zeros following. That was the odds against him fulfilling just 48 of the prophecies.
I know. And for all of the prophecies that have been fulfilled, it's 230 zeros. But we're out of time. We're out of time for tonight. So I want to thank you for giving that, folks. Listen to what he says. Call upon the name of the Lord tonight. And so until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless. And always, let's do it.
Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.